jockey that took my request about the Whistling Dixie?
This is the guy. This is the disc jockey.
Well, I don't know which one it is.
Stan Campbell.
Okay, did you take it last night?
You called me yesterday morning?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And that's when I disconnected my phone.
Where are you now?
By a phone booth. I'm making long-distance phone calls.
You're going to have to carry a lot of quarters.
I do. I carry $10 worth all the time.
Your pants is going to fall off, man. It's dangerous.
Well, hey, then everybody can see what I'm all about. Let me say this.
Yeah.
You guys are the greatest. You made me feel wanted. You made me happy. You made me laugh like a Dickens. You guys are the number one station in L.A.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's what I want to say. You're warm. That's what Southern hospitality is all about.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like the small-town voice in the big city.
Darn right it is, man. Country music, there's nothing like it.
Absolutely. Where are you from originally?
I've done a lot of time in the South, but originally from Connecticut. I'm a Yankee.
I thought you might be. I could sort of pick out that accent.
Don't hurt
you know?
Me, man. I mean, I'm Southern enough as it is. Don't need no sensitivity, man. I just want to eat my griddles and.
Hey, you ought to be at the improv, man.
They threw me out of one of them. And I wasn't singing Whistling Dixie either.
Well, I hope you heard your song. You did hear your song, right?
I did too. I heard what you said, and I just think, like I said, if ever I run into any money, you guys won't go off the air. You're the best.
Hey, man, call us again sometime, okay?
You're the best. You're the best.
All right, then. Take care, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, LAC.
Stan.
Hello.
I have to say ditto to what John just said to y'all.
Aww.
And you know what? KLC is the number one, the only station. And I want to tell you something. I have the gem of the day for you. People do not stop doing things because they get older. They get older because they stop doing things.
Boy, is that smart.
And let me ask you something. What did you do to ruffle up Laurie Morgan's feathers? I was laying in bed and I heard that. That's a secret, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's between me and Lori.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.